Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Marcus Spears yesterday on First Take, or whenever, this week, on the Tom Brady fiasco. Nothing gets the national media more in an uproar than Tom Brady.
It's fake outrage, though. Like,
it's
I'm sorry. Listen to the actual coaches in the league who are like, "Tom, I'm not telling Tom Brady our team secrets."
Right.
Like, let's listen to the people that it would actually affect.
Yeah, I actually found it interesting. So I thought it was on his Instagram. So yesterday, Ben Johnson said that it's basically a nothing burger. As Courtney alluded to, the coaches are not concerned about it. Basically, he said we're week to week anyway, and it's going to have no bearing on any game. And Tom Brady replied by saying, "Thank you for some common sense. Finally, a smart coach speaks up." And I know Shime's a big Ben Johnson guy, and I think you probably agree with him. My question is, like, the NFL now has a 10% stake in ESPN. So all these people talking about a conflict of interest while covering a league that they are in bed with is the height of hypocrisy. Like, it's just so strange to me. Like, Andy Reid's going to tell Tom Brady about some crazy trick play they have ready for the Raiders in 2 weeks. It's never happened that way.
No, and I don't think it is. I think I told you, for me, it's more about going to practice. But if he's not going to practice, you're not really getting much, you know, from those production meetings. Unless you're actually on the field. But you know how it is. That people think that Brady's a cheetah, right? And so whether it's Boomer Esiason, Marcus Spears, or other guys that are not from around here or not Patriots fans are going to look and go, well, this is an advantage for the Raiders because now Tom Brady, the Raiders are going to be playing the Bears in a couple weeks. Is he doing the Bears game this week?
Yes, Bears, Cowboys,
right,
Tom
right.
Brady is.
And then the week after they'll be playing the Raiders.
Right, right. So people are going to be like, oh, he's getting information. Now he's reporting back to the Raiders and Pete Carroll and saying, oh, guess what? This is one of their plays that they like. And that's
but
how
Ben
people
Johnson
think.
Isn't a Patriots fan.
No, I
Sean Payton's not a Patriots fan. He's spoken out about it saying, I don't care. He calls NFC games. Like, these coaches who it would affect the most. Like, if there was any outrage that I would actually take note of or say, okay, maybe there does need to be a change here. Mm-hmm. It is the coaches of these teams.
Do you think the owners?
I don't care about the owners.
But remember, the owners, they moved the
needle. They wouldn't have voted to allow him to be part of the Raiders ownership if they thought going to be an issue.
No, do you think that if this keeps persisting where people keep bitching and complaining about it and it's, you know, the eyes of just average fans watching at home going like, oh, because Marcus Spears says the integrity of the game, bad look. Do you think the owners at a point in time go, all right, Tom?
It's abhorrent.
Abhorrent. Rape is abhorrent. Like, what we're talking about here is two people sitting down talking about a football game. Mm-hmm. It is so absurd. But if you really wanted to do something, if I'm a coach that thinks this is a bad idea, I'm going to show a play that I'm never going to actually use and see if I can catch Tom Brady talking about it or something. But the reality is that these meetings have been going on forever, and it's literally for background. You sit down, you have an understanding about, you know, hey, we think they're going to run the ball, so we're going to stack the box. Okay, great. We'll talk about that in the third quarter. Anyway, let's get to this right now, Sean.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. They Said It is presented by Ketchus Law. At Ketchus Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you in your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketchus Law today. Where do we begin, Scheimer?
Well, Courtney in her trending has mentioned that the Bruins take the ice for training camp. And Brad Marchand is down in Florida with his Panthers team after getting his nice extension in the offseason, and actually talked about that extension and why it didn't work out in Boston. Here was Brad Marchand.
I was never going to take a 1 or 2 year deal, or even a 3 year deal. You know, that just wasn't in the cards. You know, I had a goal, what I wanted to be. I wanted to play as long as I could. And that was the goal that I had in the summer. You know, it's part of why it didn't work out in Boston. It's the main reason it didn't work out in Boston. So, yeah, all that speculation around it. I mean, you call a spade if we were in, if we were not in a non-tax state, it wouldn't have worked out probably for two guys, you know, two guys probably would have been leaving in that situation. So that's a benefit that this team has that, you know, we were able to utilize and make work. But I'm thrilled to be here for the next 6 years. And I've said this before, I mean, it's a gift to play in this league. It's, you know, it's a privilege. It's not a given. And when it's done, it's done. You never get to do it again. So one of my coaches early on told me, and I'll forever live by that, you know, I want to play till you get kicked out of the league, you know, and it's hard to walk away from this.
So there we go. He answered the question. Wants to play. Remember, we were thinking, how long is he going to play? He wants to play until the long haul. You know, not the wheels fall off, until the skates fall off.
Yeah.
Like, so that's
until
the
they
thing.
Carry him off the ice. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was referring to the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Greg, is there any doubt this would have been Greg's lead today?
No, 100% it would have.
It's how can Gary Bettman just brush those comments aside as he did during the Stanley Cup if this is so clearly one of the catalyst for this Panthers Stanley Cup run, their addition at the trade deadline, was there in signing long term because they have the opportunity to save 6% that he'd be paying here in Massachusetts. Like, they have to do something about that.
Well, I don't think they ever will, though, because, like, a lot of the teams that have had success in recent years haven't been teams like the Florida Panthers until the last couple years. They've finally started. I guess, I mean, Tampa Bay Lightning. That's true. that's fair point.
In the Vegas Knights, there's no state tax in Nevada.
No. But Arizona.
So look at the last one. That's three champions.
Yeah. But
touche.
Yeah. The Coyotes, are they still out in Arizona?
Yeah.
No, they're now in Utah.
Oh, they're now in Utah. Okay, but they weren't.
Utah Mammoth.
Right. In Arizona, right?
But teams like the LA Kings have always been pretty good, and then the New York Rangers, and so like, and then the Boston
Bruins.
The Rangers
haven't won since Messier.
No, but they've been competitive and been in playoffs and stuff like that. Carolina Hurricanes, I don't know if there's state tax in Carolina.
There is state tax in Carolina.
Yeah, so like, I don't think for him it's an issue because there's still enough parity when it comes to teams with taxes and without taxes. Right.
But you can't square what he said with what Marchand said. Gary Bettman said it's a non-issue. It's not a story. And Marchand literally just said that they were able to do this because there was no state income.
Oh, no, it's definitely a story. I just don't think it's like a...
It's an advantage.
It's definitely an advantage.
It's abhorrent.
We all knew Bettman.
I don't know if I would go so far as to say it's abhorrent.
We all knew Bettman when he said that was like, come on, we all knew he was lying, right? Yeah, we knew that was cap. Because
I clocked it.
In every sport, it's like that, where if you play in Florida, Texas, some of these places that have no state taxes, it's an advantage for, you know, you when it comes to getting guys, because a guy goes, okay, I can save X amount of money because of state. And do the math. What's the math on if you get a $20 million deal and you don't have to pay state taxes in Texas versus, you know, whatever state that is?
Right. Jackson, do that. I think this is why Greg's next deal, we all sign and we move to Florida. We just do the show from Florida.
Listen, you don't have to twist my arm. I'll go to Florida. I'll go to Texas. I'll go to Tennessee. I don't think they have state taxes down there.
They have great barbecue.
Yeah, you don't have to twist
my arm.
Martin's,
baby.
Oh, God, I missed that brisket. What's next, Shimer?
Let's go back to football here for a moment. Colin Cowherd made a crazy comment yesterday. People just want to say as many outrageous things as they can. Colin Cowherd believes that if you combined the NFL and NCAA Football Hall of Fames, that there would be one guy that stands above the rest, and his name is not Bill Belichick or Vince Lombardi.
Football's different. There's the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and then there's the College Football Hall of Fame. But I was thinking this morning that if you combined it like basketball, and it was just there was a Football Hall of Fame, you could count college and pro. I would make an argument today, the greatest coach in the history of football is not Bill Belichick or Bill Walsh or Vince Lombardi. It's Jim Harbaugh, the greatest coach ever. Think about this. He's never failed. He's 5-for-5 at San Diego, Stanford, San Francisco 49ers, Michigan, and the Chargers. He's never failed. Saban and Urban, unbelievable college legends, struggled in the NFL. He's also not tied to a single player. What's Belichick without Brady? Not great. The only person that kind of compares to him is Jimmy Johnson.
Can I just ask a question? Did he completely forget about Pete Carroll? Like, who won a national title at the NCAA level and won a Super Bowl and made a second Super Bowl?
Yeah, he did forget about Pete.
He forgot about Pete Carroll.
Like, I feel like Pete Carroll is equal to Jimmy Johnson and better than Jim Harbaugh.
Which is odd because he's broadcasting from Southern California.
Yeah.
And you could I know it's a little bit off the wall to say, but if you're going off that type of guideline, couldn't you throw Barry Switzer in there as well?
Yeah.
Because then he went with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so.
Yeah. I will say, I mean, what Jim Harbaugh's done is incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
It's not how much he won, but getting to a Super Bowl with Kaepernick, succeeding in Stanford, winning a national championship with Michigan. And now it looks like Herbert's playing at the top of his game. It looks like the Chargers are going to be easily a playoff team. I mean, if he does win a Super Bowl, that is pretty impressive.
I wouldn't agree with what Colin Cowherd said. Now, if he would have said, I would take Jim over John, I told you, I'd take Jim over John Harbaugh any day of the week.
I agree.
I think Jim is a better coach than John Harbaugh. And, you know, because of some of the things that Cowherd was talking about, those were the reasonings why I would go with Jim Harbaugh over John.
And that's the national perspective on Belichick. Like, you guys call me a hater, and I very well may be, but that is what the perception is of Bill Belichick. Before Tom went to Tampa and before the Patriots fell on their face, it was a legit debate, 50-50, Tom versus Bill.
Well, yeah, that's always been there. But the greatest coach of all time, I don't think it's nationally, I think 80% of the people would say Bill Belichick. I think Cowherd's, he's in a small minority.
But, like, Jim Harbaugh hasn't even, he says he's been, like, 5-for-5. He has not won a Super Bowl at the NFL level.
No.
This is now his second NFL team, and he's in, what, his third year with the Chargers or his second year?
Second year with the Chargers.
Second year with the Chargers. So, like, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say you went 5-for-5 when he hasn't even won a Super Bowl yet.
Yeah.
Win a Super Bowl and then you're in that conversation. But until then, you're not even in the top 10.
No, if the fact that you're right, the fact that you didn't have Pete Carroll in that list is such a blind spot.
Pete Carroll went to a Super Bowl, almost won back-to-back, if it wasn't for Brady having an insane second half.
And had maybe the greatest dynastic run with Reggie Bush and that Trojan team. I mean, they were absurd.
If he runs the ball with Marshawn Lynch, the Seahawks are back-to-back Super Bowl champions with the Legions of Boom.
And they beat Tom Brady and Peyton Manning in consecutive Super Bowls.
Yeah, and they smacked Peyton Manning. They didn't just beat him.
Yeah.
Absolutely destroyed
43
him.
To, like, 8. All right,
yes.
What's next?
Well,
you know what? Put a pin in that.
Oh,
we're going to finish up. They said it coming up next. But
Ken would be proud. Ken would be really proud.
Thank you. First time for everything. Courtney Cox has what's trending right now.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, it took 10 innings, but the Sox take the second matchup with the A's, a 5-4 walk-off win. Nick Sogard pinch hitting for Rafaela, hit a walk-off to first base. Eaton broke for home and beat Nick Kurtz throw for Boston's 11th walk-off win. Alex Cora did give an update on Willy Abreu before the game last night, saying Abreu will not be playing tonight, but he's still on the road to return.
And magic number, Mitch sent it to me, 8.
All right.
So
we'll keep an eye on that.
Let's get going here. Get some... And Ken said so.
$1.429, $626.
That may not be funny at one point, but I don't envision it. So right now, well, the Astros are in first place. So if the Red Sox stay at the third wild card, they play the third division winner. Best of three, all on the road, which would be in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So get ready. It might be like 10 o'clock at night, might be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Who knows? But we'll keep you posted.
They've got another one with the A's tonight, 135 first. Today, sorry. Today is 135. First pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 1235 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bruins take the ice for a training camp today. That started yesterday. David Pastrnak will not be participating as he's dealing with tendonitis. That's what's trending. We have more when it comes to They Said It.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
Greg Hill Show without Greg Hill. Greg will be back tomorrow. Courtney, Wiggy, Shime, Jackson, and myself here. And Mitch on Twitch. The great Mitch, Twitch Mitch.
The best.
And we are live on Twitch. Brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. Diamonds, watches, necklaces, earrings. If you're in the market for something special, especially diamonds, please reach out to our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Maybe the Bruins should move to New Hampshire. They could be on the same plane as the Panthers. The best selection at the best price is springersjewelers.com. All right, Shime, we were rudely interrupted. What's next? And they said it.
No worries, Curtis. The Patriots' opponent this week would be one Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers spoke to the media yesterday and was asked about the Patriots' defense and kind of what has stood out to him so far this year.
Really got some new players, and those guys are playing well. Both their big acquisitions in the offseason, 97-2, and off to a good start this season. It looks like a Vrabel defense, you know, the way they fly around, different looks they got, aggressive blitzing nature that they do. So they're playing good on defense.
Yeah, I hate Aaron Rodgers in an unhealthy way. I just, everything about him, he's a douche. Like, he just is so condescending. He is such a waste of talent. And I don't know when the Steelers season's going to end. Maybe they'll get, you know, maybe they'll win the division. You know, obviously the Bengals are no longer a threat in that division with the injury to Burrow. So
Baltimore's still there, though.
Right. So
don't sleep on Jake Browning.
is that so? With the injury to who's the quarterback in Minnesota? JJ McCarthy.
Yep.
We're going to have Wentz versus Jalen Hurts, I believe, in like 4 weeks. Eagles,
Vikings. Oh, in a few weeks, yeah. Right now, though, or this week, we get Browning versus Wentz.
I mean, that is just awful.
And then who's going to take over if Jaden Daniels is not playing this week?
Marcus Mariota.
The silent Heisman winner.
Yeah, I mean, he won a game for the Commanders last year.
Yeah. No. I mean, that is a drop-off. That's quite a drop-off.
Do we know who Aaron Rodgers married, by the way? He said he got married. Has anybody ever seen it?
No.
That is so weird.
Yeah, she's, like, invisible. I've never seen her before.
I know. It's like how we thought about Jackson for a while.
Maybe it's like Manti Te'o's old girlfriend. Oh.
still too soon.
That Netflix show made me feel so sad.
So sad.
Would he get catfished?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. No.
Oh, that was just the worst.
And then the family, quote, I'm putting quote air quotes up, told him that she died.
Yeah.
And then he went on national television.
But wasn't she pretending to be the family?
What?
Wasn't the catfish just pretending to be the family?
That's why I did air quotes.
Oh, gotcha.
But he went on TV and said, like, he played it for his girlfriend who just died.
So he never FaceTimed her, huh?
No.
Yeah, that's the problem. You got to at least FaceTime
your girlfriend.
I remember watching it live because I was like, oh, my God. Because Manti Te'o was, like, one of the best linebackers in college football. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about playing with a heavy heart. The person never existed.
No, you get catfished, man. It happens all the time when you're in the dating app world.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have a dating app, so I don't know that world. But I will say very happily that I have never had a Manti Te'o situation. What's next, Shimer?
Well, Curtis, if there's any pro Drake May takes in the media, I have to play them on this program. So Dan Orlovsky joined Pat McAfee yesterday, talked about Drake May, and made a comparison to a quarterback I have not linked him to at this point in any way, but I thought was very interesting. Here was Dan Orlovsky talking about Drake May's performance this weekend.
I would tell you that I thought this was the best game of him as a professional.
Wow.
I thought when it comes to some of the stuff that Drake May did, now a little bit of his credit to Josh McDaniel, I thought they moved him a lot more. I mean, he's such a big-time athlete. They moved him, so the athleticism was a bigger part of the game in his game, and he throws so well on the run. I thought some of the ball placement throws that he had versus some decent coverage was big-time, and then his ball fakes have grown a lot. This ball to Boutte is absolutely perfect on the one-on-one down the red zone. The ball to the back down the sideline, this one to Ramondre, like this ball, I don't care if the guy's in his back pocket, it's perfect. And so I think when it comes to this, Drake last year, there was a tremendous amount of growth in his feet and the pocket and his movement and throwing in rhythm and timing. And then this game, it was like, listen, there's a lot of remnants in this game of Ben Roethlisberger and Josh Allen and just the style of play. If you just took the jersey, there's a lot of stuff that looked like early guys of Ben Roethlisberger and Josh Allen style-wise.
Well, yeah. Boutte. I think it was his best game as a pro, too.
I don't think there's it was a great, by far his best game as a pro. I mean, I don't think there's a long list of great games on there. I mean, to go to Miami, and that was a game, and I'll give you this, Shime. You know, we do the Mac stuff, and I've had some fun at your expense. Those games Mac never won. Like, when they got, there was that stat forever, over 24 points, the Patriots were like 0-18. When the opponent scored over 24 points recently.
Well, even to your credit, like last year, Drake May didn't win these games.
No.
Like this last year, Drake May throws a backbreaking pick there in the fourth quarter instead of throwing an absolute seed to Ramondre Stevenson. Like that's just how last year went. And this year, at least after this game, looks different, which I think is a huge positive because like, even if Miami had scored that touchdown with Devon Achane and he didn't step out of bounds, with a minute on the clock, I felt like the Patriots could still go down and get a field goal the way they were operating on offense. I did not feel like they had lost the game because of there still being 66 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll
and
be
their kicker, Andy.
Hopefully he'll be able to build off of this, him and Josh, and they'll have another good game plan where they don't put – and he plays looser. And he just goes out there and he lets it rip. And when he can run, he runs and he tries to take advantage of that.
Moving the pocket is such a big thing for him. Like it just gets him in such a rhythm. He's so good at throwing on the move. Like that is, I think, a huge piece that they utilized far more this week than they did, especially in the second half last week. That was in the first half. You noticed like in the second quarter against the Raiders, they were moving him in the pocket a little bit. They were getting him outside the tackle box, really getting him to kind of loosen up and throw the football. And then in the second half, it was just all like shotgun straight. Great drop back, and it looked bad, and he looked, as you guys pointed out, kind of deer in the headlights. This week they were moving the pocket constantly. He looked great.
When was the last time the Patriots won consecutive games? They definitely didn't last
probably
year.
In that 8-9 season with Matt Patricia as the offensive coordinator. I'll double check though.
I mean, they probably have the longest streak without consecutive wins in the NFL
because they won what, four with Bill,
And so, Bills, they did not win consecutive games that whole year.
So it was Mac's first season.
Second season. So they went 10-7 with Mac, and then the next year they went 8-9. My guess is the 8-9 year.
Yeah, I'll bet that be.
That is wild.
Yeah, it looks like the last time they had back-to-back wins was in 2022. They beat the Lions 29-0 and then Cleveland 38-15, both games quarterbacked by one Bailey Zappe.
That's right. Zappe has the last back-to-back wins.
My guy.
Look at that poll.
I lied. I'm sorry. It happened again that season because they lost to Chicago. Then they won against the Jets in Indianapolis. Mac Jones was at quarterback.
Oh, that was when the Indianapolis scored like 6 points. They had that awful quarterback from Texas.
They won 26-3.
Yeah, awful. Okay, so 2022 is the last time the Patriots won consecutive games?
Yep, they won 4 of 5 in that streak and had won two different back-to-backs.
It has been so bad. 3 years without winning consecutive games in the NFL?
Won 3 in a row technically that year because they beat the Jets, Indianapolis, went to the bye week, and then beat the Jets in that 10-3 game thanks to the Marcus Jones punt return touchdown.
So they won... They went consecutive seasons without winning consecutive games.
Correct, yes.
Bills last year and Mills first year.
Wow. Anyway, well, that's what do you think this weekend, Wiggs? I know we're a little early. You think they win?
I got them winning. I have them winning. Like I said, my only concern is the pass defense, you know, and the pass defense being the secondary. As far as the pass rush defense, you know, we've seen that has been really good, but it's their pass coverage defense where they struggle. And if they don't get to Aaron Rodgers early and often, then it could be some issues for that secondary.
Gonzalez play or no?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. What's today? Thursday?
Yeah, so yesterday he was limited back. First day back.
All right.
I think you see him against Carolina, which I think is dumb. At this point, I think if you're going to hold him out, you should hold him out until the Bills game. But
right.
I think you probably see him next week against Carolina.
Well, maybe next week is when he'll be full on healthy. That's why you're going to maybe see him against Carolina.
Yeah, maybe you don't play him 100% of those defensive snaps. You really kind of get him in for like 50%, have him have a feel for it against Carolina, who's not that good, and then you play him full go against Buffalo on Sunday night, October 5th.
Speaking of the Bills, Dolphins tonight, Thursday Night Football. Bills are just their schedule and that team, they're going to win 14 or more games.
Would you like Josh Allen's record against the Miami Dolphins?
I'd love it.
13-1.
Oof.
The only game he lost to Miami was that game in Miami where it was over 100 degrees and guys were like suffering from heat exhaustion.
Could this be the last?
Is that the game where Dorsey threw this like had that total meltdown in the booth? The offensive coordinator for the Bills, where
he might have.
He shut the camera off and he was throwing stuff because they had a lead and they blew it. I think that's the game that
it Dorsey was super won. Low scoring. Yeah. I think it was like 20-13
in Miami.
Could this be the last night we see Mike McDaniel on the sideline?
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean,
I would think so.
National TV.
Right.
If they get
10 days until you play whoever they play next week.
Right. I mean, the thing that I don't understand when they say that Greer is only there, the conspiracy theory is that the personnel director Greer hasn't been fired because of what happened with Brian Flores and that he has damning information.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you just get him to pay him a bag of cash and get him an NDA? Like, why wouldn't you be able to do that?
I have no clue.
Anyway.
I have no clue.
All right,
Chris Greer's name is, right?
Chris Greer, yes.
Yeah, because who was the GM when Pete Carroll was here? That was his father was here.
The father, yes.
Yeah, I forget what the father's first name was. Mike Greer, maybe?
Mike Greer is a hockey player, I think.
Yeah, that's the son.
Oh.
So I think it could be Mike Greer Sr.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
Well, if you know, 617-779-7937. But let's get, that was They Said It. Thank you, Shyam. Let's get to the news with Courtney.
It's time for...
We're not trespassing. You haven't notified us that we're trespassing.
You're
number
trust,
one.
What
number
what
two.
I just say to you?
She's a f***ing lawyer. So she knows. I'm an AG.
The news.
You're putting me in handcuffs and you're Mirandizing. You're not Mirandizing me.
Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
I never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 6 locations across New England. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
I'm an AG.
On WEEI.
All right, Courtney.
We're going to start off with a terrible situation that unfolded yesterday in Pennsylvania. An ambush on police officers in rural PA has left three officers dead and two others in critical condition. Police were serving a warrant at a farmhouse in Spring Grove. At least 30 shots were fired, with one officer returning fire and killing the shooter. The FBI is now involved in this ongoing investigation. People that lived in the area said it was an absolute terrifying situation, and it seemed like it was all planned.
So he did something to get the police to come,
yep,
and then intended on murdering as many as he could.
Correct.
Huh. Do we know anything about the shooter?
They have not given any more information other than the FBI is involved.
Every single time an officer arrives on a scene, he is prepared for that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Like, there are bad people in every walk of life, but it breaks my heart that the amount of people that do that for a living have to endure people's constant ridicule and scorn when they had nothing. They've done nothing but try and keep their community safe.
And the craziest thing, when you listen to one of the bystanders who overheard this all going down, could hear the shots going off, he said, you know, this didn't just happen in a second. This was going on for a bit, and that the police officers just kept coming.
Yep.
So, you know, even when everybody else should be running the opposite way, if they hear gunfire, these police officers continue to go forward.
That's why every time I see a cop, I tell them, be careful out there. Because I have a lot of friends that are police officers. And, you know, imagine their job every day as you walk out knowing that there's a chance you might not walk back in.
And it's something as benign as apparently arriving at a house about a warrant.
Like, pulling a guy over on the highway. I mean, we've seen it numerous times. It doesn't really matter, like, situation.
There's so many psychos out
there. Yeah, just, you got to be careful with, like, you're right, Chime. The nuts out there, they're everywhere.
Yep. And we brought it up at the beginning of the show, but ABC has pulled the plug on Jimmy Kimmel following comments he made on the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We can hear the audio from Kimmel of what he said.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
So that's what got him. That's what got him canned.
Yeah.
I
don't think he should be fired. But
no, you shouldn't be fired. But
you shouldn't be painting people out as something that they might not be.
Correct. And I think that that's only adding to the divide of the country. Like, in a time where we should just be all coming together and figuring this out, to point fingers at one another. And I understand he didn't put point fingers first, whatever. But it's not right. Like, Jimmy Kimmel is a lighthearted show. He gives his political beliefs, but to add more divide there.
It has not. Honestly, I don't watch it live. I do see clips, so maybe the clips are out of place, and maybe they appear to be more than what they actually are because of the conservative nature of how people are angry about it. But it is not lighthearted with Trump. Like, a definite anger and resentment towards the president.
I meant his show as a whole is like a...
But it's just, it's gotten, I don't know. To me, two things can be true. One, if his show was successful, he would not have been fired. If he was making money for Disney, if this was a successful outfit, he would still have his job, as in profitable enough to defend. And the fear of retaliation from the president of the United States led to this decision to be made. So if it was the number one show in America making, you know, if it was the old Today Show, right, making $100 million a year for NBC, they wouldn't have fired him.
Probably not.
They fired him because there wasn't enough of a defense. People didn't have the energy to defend him that they would have otherwise had if they were making more money off of his show. Nobody's altruistic. Nobody's saying that this is all of a sudden some moralities are being brought in. There is a side of the country that has felt empowered now to do what had been done to them, to the people that are saying things that they don't like, and they're taking advantage of it. My answer is never to do that. My answer is don't call for people to be fired. Just don't watch. And then you can let the free market dictate who's got what and what shows on where.
Yeah. There's also, in like you and Greg did conspiracy yesterday, there is a conspiracy right now saying that Nexstar and Sinclair, who have a hand in ABC and in the Jimmy Kimmel show, Nexstar has a massive merger in front of Trump right now. So they were trying to curry favor with the Trump administration.
Yeah. Well, just don't paint out people to be something they are when you don't know that for a fact. Like, that's just that. Then that's the problem with our world that we live in today. You paint people out to be something that they aren't. Like, you know, without knowledge and without fact before you do that. And so that's the problem. You can't just be like, oh, he was, you know, they're trying to turn our attention away knowing he, you don't know why he did it. What was the, you know, what his political beliefs were?
Well, I mean, the political beliefs have come out now where the parents have spoken out saying he had started leaning towards the left and he had it. But politics aside, though, like, we don't need to point fingers. This person is clearly mentally unstable and mentally ill to think that it's OK to assassinate somebody.
He's a psycho.
Right.
Call him what he is.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be a psycho to miss the rest of the news, and that's coming next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Hill back tomorrow. I am here with Courtney, Wiggy, Shime, and Jackson, and the news continues with Courtney.
Well, Ed Flynn proposed a ban of mopeds, scooters, and other e-bikes for third-party food delivery services yesterday and faced some real pushback from some of his colleagues. We've talked about this a lot. It's getting out of control in the city, in my opinion, when you're driving around, especially downtown, especially near Newbury Street or Boylston.
Newbury Street is impassable.
Yes.
I grab James every day and go down that area, and it's both sides have double parking.
Yep.
I guess it's worse recently because it's September 1. People are moving in, yep, you know, slowly. But to me, the delivery moped is far better than a car that's
all
double
day
parked.
Long. All
we need
day
to
long.
Enforce that double parking is illegal. Ticket people, give them a $500 ticket. Like, that way you don't have this problem.
But the moped situation, especially if you're on Boylston by that Chick-fil-A, yeah, that area, like, they zip in and out of traffic, and that it's scary for them more so even me. I'm in a car. If we get into a collision, I'll probably be okay.
Yeah, you'll
what
be
worries
fine.
Me is that if, God forbid, somebody pulls out in front of me and I don't have the time to brake, it just seems like they feel invincible. And it's gotten bad in Southie too. Like, you see them going in and out of, swerving in and out of traffic. But at least four counselors were against Flynn's amendment, saying it would jeopardize the livelihood of 33% of DoorDash and other food delivery drivers. The ordinance was not voted on. It was referred to the City Council's Committee on Government Operations for further discussions.
Ed Flynn has a real issue with delivery. Wasn't he the guy that was against Drizzly at the
yes.
beach?
Don't be mad at the mopeds. Be mad at the bike lanes. The reason why the mopeds dip and dive in and out of traffic is because you got bike lanes, so which creates more gridlock and more traffic. So it's easier for a moped or a motorcycle to dip and dive. If there was no bike lanes and traffic was flowing, then they wouldn't be dipping and diving as much.
But you can't have this. You have to have the same energy when it comes to bikers who aren't following the street lights or the stop signs as you do with the mopeds. Because the mopeds are going through the red lights.
Listen, I understand. Like, if I was on a moped, I would do the same thing because I'm not sitting in traffic because of all these stupid bike lanes. If I was on a bike, I'd do the same thing. I'm not waiting at a light as a biker. Sorry, I do what most bike people do is break the law.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
But if the traffic flew on a moped, right? And I don't really ride a bike in the city unless it's the E-Gray bike. But if there was no bike lanes and the traffic was flowing normally, then the mopeds wouldn't have to dip as much as they do. They would still do it, but they wouldn't be as much as they do now.
The most psychotic road construction I have ever seen in my life yesterday, driving behind like the old Arsenal Mall in Watertown Newton, there are two lanes of traffic, used to be four, and on each side there is a 2-foot just don't enter zone, a 2-4-foot wide bike lane, and then another do not enter zone. It's the single dumbest thing I have ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Never being used. I thought we were going the other direction.
Right. And the other thing about Boylston Street, now that I think about it, there's a bike lane and isn't there a lane for people to park in? So it's like they ruined it all. Like that's a street that maybe they shouldn't have parking on. And if just the traffic should flow.
I think that they shouldn't have parking on Newberry. Like, take the parking away from Newberry. It's
an S-show
anyways. Yeah, but
people actually live on Newberry.
Yeah, but people live on Boylston, too.
Not by the Chick-fil-A. Not as much.
Okay, so you're going to end it there?
Yeah, no, I would. Going up and down all of Boylston, let's say from Capitol Grill all the way down into Boston Common, right? It goes that far.
Mm-hmm. What's the appetizer you like there?
Where? Oh, the prosciutto mozzarella wraps.
There we go.
There's not as many people that live on that street versus Newberry Street is all brown.
Mozzarella.
Yeah.
So, I will say this, hot take. I think the calamari at Capitol Grill, best calamari in Boston.
Agreed. It's very, very good.
Ooh, spectacular. Some people at Ocean Prime would beg to differ.
Oh, I haven't had it. I'd love to go.
Yeah.
You've never been. Oh, you've been once.
I went once. Because
they put that little drizzly sauce on it. I don't eat calamari, but I know my wife and kids love calamari at Capitol Grill. Hands down, to me, no one touches Capitol Grill when it comes to the prosciutto mozzarella wraps.
It's delicious.
Oh, so good.
This is a terrible story, but happy ending. Golden retriever puppies with a potentially deadly disease were found abandoned here in Boston this week. 5 young puppies were found near Geneva Avenue in Dorchester, and 3 of the puppies tested positive for the parvovirus, which is, I believe, you can get if your puppy isn't vaccinated for it and drinks out of like a puddle or something. That's where they get it. And we unfortunately know somebody whose dog died from it. 2 of the 3 puppies with the virus were hospitalized for 6 days before entering foster care. The 3rd puppy with the virus, named Big Red, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see him right now, will be available for adoption within the next 9 days after he clears the virus and parasites from his system. So has a good ending, but they basically were saying to see a group of golden retriever puppies and then to realize that they were sick and somebody just dropped them because they didn't feel like doing the paying the medical bills to make sure that these puppies could be okay. Terrible.
Awful. Well, I'm glad they're okay. What? There's a million places you can bring them and get them. Whatever. I don't get it. Yeah. I'll never understand the people that just leave dogs to fend for themselves.
Too lazy.
Terrible.
Too lazy to go in.
That's
and
just evil.
Do the paperwork or whatever it is. So they just figure, you know what, drop them off in an abandoned area and, you know, stray dog can figure it out himself.
Yeah.
We have an airline incident of the day.
And now, the latest plane incident.
No, but this guy doing the flying has no airline experience at all. He's a menace to himself and everything else in the air.
Of the day.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
On the Greg Hill Show.
A man was arrested at a Delta Sky Club at Palm Beach International Airport.
Been there many times.
Yeah, he refused to leave after they told him that he did not have the proper identification to access the Delta lounge. You see this quite a bit. If you're ever near the lounges where people go up, try to get in, they say, no, you don't have the card or you don't have the status, whatever, you can't get in. We can listen in to the officers trying to kick him out and then arrest him, but you can watch it all unfold on Twitch or YouTube as well.
I'm telling you with my authority that you're about 2 seconds
because
from leaving the airport.
Because of why?
Because you don't have the proper identification to get into the club in the first place.
I'm going
to
ask one question. Are you going to leave this room right now? Then get up and leave.
Then get up and leave.
If you don't leave, you're under arrest for trespass. I'm not going to play with you. You may take your stuff and get out. You're going to go to jail for trespassing. What is your choice?
My choice is
then you're going to go to jail.
I said, I know my choice is to leave.
But, sir, my choice was to leave.
We gave you ample opportunity to stand up, walk out, and you did.
What a nut job.
You know the one place not to mess with police officers? The airport. Because they are not effing around there. Like, you gotta be an idiot if you think that you can mouth off to people there.
And then won't they put you on the no-fly zone?
They could.
Right?
Yeah.
And now you're really screwed.
What an idiot. Was he on something? Like,
maybe he was drinking, but he didn't. I mean, people love those lounges.
They do.
But you need, like, can you give just, like buy a yearly pass to get in there, or is it like more of you have to have so many miles to get in there?
It's a miles thing, or a certain credit card can get you in.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like
it's
that.
It's lovely. The one in Palm Beach, really nice thing.
So do they like have better food in there?
Oh, it's free. Yeah, they got a little hot app bar.
Yeah, okay. Open bar.
And they have those really good bags of chips you can grab some, bring them on the flight with you.
Some have showers. You could shower and stuff. Wow. Yeah, it's very nice.
I didn't know it was all like that.
We'll end with this. The NFL's probe into the recent allegations of domestic violence against Tyreek Hill is moving full steam ahead. Hill's accuser's attorney is slated to chat with the league's most prominent investigator today. So sources familiar with the situation say that Keita Vaccaro, who is the one Tyreek Hill's ex-wife, who's accusing him of domestic violence, her lawyer, Evan Marks, is set to talk sometime today with Lisa Friel, the former New York prosecutor who now works as the senior vice president for investigations.
Right,
so
there you go.
Well, if you want this to go away, just trade him to the Chiefs and the investigation will stop.
Well, the NFL is taking it seriously, and that's what we had said in the beginning. With so many different allegations against him over and over again, it was time for the NFL to do something.
Yeah, he is a bad dude.
Yeah.
Thank you, Courtney. Well, that's the news. We have 1 hour from now. We are going to be joined by Craig Breslow. The Red Sox magic number is 8. The Steelers are in town this weekend. All on the table. Join us 617-779-7937.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.